Much of the sextet material was very simple, based on Charlie Christian's riffs and blues improvisations, yet the cohesiveness of these instrumental voices, often speaking in unison, generated a streamlined precision rarely heard in jazz, and articulate voices they were. By 1940, Benny Goodman had brought in some of the very finest soloists at the cutting edge of jazz, and the newest addition to his cadre, plunger mute master Cootie Williams. Cootie's move from Duke Ellington to Benny Goodman was a major coup, breathlessly recounted by the press, and was even the subject of a popular hit entitled When Cootie Left the Duke. There are a couple more sextet recordings, notable for the superb unison riffing and excellent soloing. Now, by the way, you might notice by now that lots of the Goodman titles contain sly puns and double entendres, such as this, Holy Cats, Holy spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y. Now, this session features Cootie Williams and the audacious swinging solos of tenor saxist George Auld. Pianist is the redoubtable and, as always, understated William Count Basie.